to tell you now, friend. No, take her, she's all I've got. Well, I said, friend. No, take her, she's all I've got. I'm begging you, friend. No, take her, she's all I've got.
Down at Joe's place, a corner pocket slinker at a pedal down pace. Another man's early was my getting home late, fast as a whiskey shot. And everything changed, cause with the woman you love, you'll talk all night. Buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Stories we don't tell. I trade a million nights of getting loose and turn full, but just one night with her dress on the floor. Cause with the woman you love, you talk all night. Buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found her. No, talk all night. Buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found her. No, forever just ain't long enough. With a woman you love.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's going to be a first, the U.S. Surgeon General to declare gun violence a public health threat.
Surgeon General Vivek Murthy says gun-related deaths for American children under 19 are more than 120% higher than other high-income countries. His report says more than half of U.S. adults say they or their family members have experienced a gun-related incident, anything from threats to death. The Surgeon General says it's now a national health crisis, with firearm violence now the leading cause of death among children and adolescents.
ABC's Andy Field. Observers say a ruling by Israel's Supreme Court could topple Prime Minister Netanyahu's ruling coalition. The court ruled that Israel Defense Forces must begin drafting ultra-Orthodox men for military service. A federal judge in Chicago sentenced Ed Burke, formerly the longest-serving alderman in city history, to 2 years in prison for squeezing developers who needed his help in securing permits. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Cue the fireworks and celebrate Independence Day with the Omaha Steaks 4th of July sale. Save 50% off site-wide and fire up the perfect backyard cookout with tender steaks, juicy burgers, deli-style franks, and more family favorites. Shop today at omahasteaks.com and score an extra $30 off when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout. Plus, every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets mostly higher, July up 17 to 1992, August up 21 to 2078, September up 10 to 2059, October down 1 to 2009. Cheese markets were mixed, barrels down a half to 191.5, 40 pound blocks up 4.5 to 189, one trade a barrel, two trade a block on the day, cash butter down 2.5 to 306.5, one trade on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk down 1.25 to 119.25, five trades on the day. Dry weigh steady at 47 even, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets were mixed, higher in the nearby months, but lower in deferreds as the market's trying to decide which side of the spectrum demands more clout. The fact that Friday's cattle on feed report was bearish or the strong fundamentals in the market as we have seen some strength in that cash market. Hog markets mostly lower as traders again looked for some fundamental support to help the hog market trade higher, but midday pork cutout values were down $1.90, and that continued to provide triple-digit losses to the hog market. June live cattle up $1.30 to $188.90. August feeder cattle up 52 cents to $258.90. July hogs down $2.10 to $89.95. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and wheat mostly lower on the day. Wheat under pressure due to the expanding harvest. Also, corn markets mostly lower as rain is going to move into some of the dry area of the Corn Belt. Meanwhile, soybeans mostly higher, strength in soybean meal, helping to support the soybean market. New crop corn down 1.5 to 4.51¾. New crop beans up 10.5 to 11.30½. Chicago wheat July down 9 to 5.52½. Minneapolis wheat July down 6¼ to 6.05¼. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 382, July 385, new crop 397. Cash and July beans 1105, new crop 1051. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 407.5, July 407.5, August 396.5, new crop at 401¾. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash and July corn 408, August 406, new crop 402. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and July corn 383, new crop 396, cash beans 1103, July 1093, new crop 1055. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 393, new crop 402, cash beans 11 even, new crop 1045. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 413, July 460. August 414, new crop 406. Cash beans 1150, July 1155, August 1135, new crop 1071. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, Cash in July Corn, 386, New Crop, 396. Cash in July Beans, 1110, New Crop, 1055. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 175 to 195, Holstein fed cattle 160 to 180, market cows 119 to 140, bulls 139 to 166, calves 130 to 990, beef steers 197 to 350, Holstein steers 160 to 370. Sheep markets, market lambs 215 and down, light lambs 285 and down, ewes 120 and down, rams 80 and down, goat markets, does 150 and down, bucks 180 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. And with up to three streams at once, you'll never have to fight about what to watch. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows and save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the low 80s, mostly clear tonight with a low around 60. Sunshine, 75 on your Wednesday. For Thursday, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high around 76. On Friday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, again highs in the mid-70s. For the weekend, your Saturday will have highs in the low 70s and a high of 70 on Sunday. That's weather from Sevier Studios. Right now, 71 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Baby, Daddy's come around to Mama's way of thinking. No more staying out all night of drinking. Never think better on the home button now. They're meeting in the middle, working it out. They finally figured out he's got something worth keeping. Yeah, the daddy's come around to Mama's way of thinking. Daddy used to go out every night with his friends, and Mama stayed home taking care of the kids. Daddy didn't mind the way it was arranged. To his way of thinking, it didn't seem strange. Then one night Mama met him at the door, 'cause the key in his hand didn't work anymore. Mama said more than the locks have changed, there's a new set of rules for this old game. Yeah, daddy's come around Mama's way of thinking. No more staying out all night of drinking. Everything's better on the home front now. They're meeting in the middle, working it out. Finally figured out he's got something worth keeping. Yeah, the daddy's come around Mama's way of thinking. She laid down the law, but daddy don't seem to mind at all. He comes straight home when the work day's through. He's even done the dishes a time or two. Late last night when the lights were low, daddy told Mama, I love you so. Early this morning, Mama said to him, you just might get to be a daddy again. Yeah, daddy's coming. Staying out all night of drinking. Everything's better on the home front now. They're meeting in the middle, working it out. Finally figured out he's got something worth keeping. Yeah, the daddy's come around Mama's way of thinking. Everything's better on the home front now. They're meeting in the middle, working it out. Finally figured out he's got something. Daddy's come around in Mama's way of thinking.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
We have come to the place in our love where our faith must be stronger than fear. For if true love is our destination, through every storm it must always be clear. The surest way to get there from here is to walk on faith, trust in love. Just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. When the valley's so wide, we stumble in stride. Everything inside wants to give up. Walk on faith, trust in love. Farther on, beyond the shadows of our doubt, we will live where true love never.
never dies. Though the road we must travel is uncertain, there is a truth in our hearts that never lies. It is by such grace we are bound to arise. If we walk on faith, trust in love, just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. When the valley's so wide, we stumble and stride, everything inside wants to give up. Walk on faith, trust in love. Walk on faith, trust in love. Just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. Come on, walk on faith. When the valley is wide, everything inside
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Mike Reed, Walk of Faith here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, and good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Currently across the region, we do have temperatures in the 70s. And looks like we're going to have some quiet weather over the next few days. And we'll have details with our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, we're going to talk with Sarah Stelter. She is a Wisconsin soybean farmer. And she's with the United Soybean Board. And she was featured in a recent documentary on A&E called Groundbreaking, A Story of Innovation, talking about soybeans. And soybeans used in barbecue. We're going to talk with Sarah a little bit about that here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America. That's next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. This June, we send our thanks to all the hardworking dairy farm families across western Wisconsin. Without you, we wouldn't have the wonderful dairy products we all love. Not in dairy or agriculture? Check out a local breakfast on the farm every Saturday at a farm near you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The H5N1 virus is having different impacts on the poultry and dairy industries. We'll explain coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
The H5N1 virus continues to be a story in the dairy industry and the poultry industry it originated from. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the virus has differing effects on each industry.
On the poultry side, we're dealing with a virus that kills. So it's relatively simple. You depopulate the virus-stricken flock, you disinfect the facility, you wait a bit, and then the farmer gets back in business. That is not the case with reference to dairy. The good news is that cows survive. They get sick for a period of time, a short period of time. They recover. Maybe their production is impacted a bit, but for all intents and purposes, they get back to normal. And that's a good thing.
Vilsack says it's important for the public to know that drinking milk is safe.
We know that the milk that they produce ultimately is safe because of pasteurization. We know the beef that is produced from those cows at some point in time is also safe based on our testing. And we know that it's very little at this point in time, low risk to people. Having said that, it's very disruptive, obviously, to dairy herds that have been hit by this. The good news is that we're learning more about what to do. We know now that it's not just the movement of cows that can cause the spread of this. We know that it's the movement of people that come and go on a farm. It's the movement of vehicles that come and go on a farm. It's the movement of equipment that come and goes on a farm to which the virus attaches and moves itself into a different operation and causes havoc there.
Vilsack explains that the agency has taken steps to control the spread of the virus.
So the key, I think, first and foremost, was for us to restrict movement to make sure that sick cows weren't going across state line causing further problems. And then secondly, it was to begin placing a strong emphasis on biosecurity, making sure that those people, those trucks, those vehicles, that equipment doesn't come on the farm or leave the farm with virus.
Biosecurity plans, though, take time and money to develop. USDA is helping farmers with the cost of implementing a plan to protect their herds.
We've provided a series of financial payments to help farmers develop a plan of enhanced biosecurity and implement that plan, to do consistent and ongoing testing, providing help and assistance with the veterinarian costs that are associated with sick cows. We're making sure that as samples are taken, that farmers are not incurring additional expense for the mailing of those samples. We're making sure that as they dispose of milk, to do so in a safe way. If there are costs associated with that, we want to be in a position to help.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Repair shop.
Hi, I'm calling to find out about my car, the transmission.
Your vehicle manufacturer's warranty has expired or is about to.
How much?
$5,000.
Wow, that's crazy.
You still like your car, so get Endurance's low-cost vehicle coverage plan and save your money. The cost of living is going up. The last thing you need is a sudden, devastating expense. Avoid that with Endurance's low-cost vehicle coverage plan.
Sorry, lady.
It's okay. I'm covered. Go ahead and fix it.
If you own a 2004 or newer made vehicle, you may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this special coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. It's simple. You pick the deductible. You pick the coverage. You even choose your own repair shop. Roadside service and towing is included. Now you can stop worrying about unexpected repair bills. Call 800-260-1679 for your free, no-obligation, 5-minute quote. 800-260-1679. 800-260-1679.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the low 80s, mostly clear tonight with a low around 60. Sunshine, 75 on your Wednesday. For Thursday, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high around 76. On Friday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, again highs in the mid-70s. For the weekend, your Saturday will have highs in the low 70s and a high of 70 on Sunday. That's weather from Severe Studios.
Right now, 71 degrees.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, when the sun goes down at the end of the day, I want to see you again. I've got to find a way just to hear those little things you say. The way you touch me, baby, the way you squeeze me tight, and when you hold me, darling, all through the night. Those little things make me feel alright.
Little things
like the way you kiss.
Little things
that I can't resist.
Little things
make me feel so fine. Got to have your loving, honey, all the time.
Little things,
ooh, when we touch.
Little things,
you know they mean so much.
Little things
never make me blue. I love those little things you do. I've got a fever, baby, and it's burning hot. I'm gonna give you my love, everything I've got. All those little things show me a lot.
Little things
like the way you kiss.
Little things
that I can't resist.
Little things
make me feel so fine. Got to have your loving, honey, all the time.
Little things.
Ooh, when we touch.
Little things.
You know they mean so much.
Little things.
Never make me blue.
I love those little things.
To have your loving, honey, all the time.
Little things.
Ooh, when we touch.
Little things.
You know they mean so much.
Little things.
Never make me blue.
I love those little things you do. I love those little things you do. I love those little things you do.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Marty Stewart and Little Things here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 70s across the region this morning, and we have quiet weather on the way. We'll have our ag weather forecast next hour. This reminder, as we get ready for fair season, the Department of Agriculture here in Wisconsin requiring influenza A testing prior to the movement of lactating dairy cattle to fairs or exhibitions. That has now gone into effect. And of course, the goal of that order is to prevent the spread of the H5N1 virus in dairy cattle. The effort seeks to limit the spread of the disease. Further prevention efforts are also advised, as there's risk of disease transmission anytime that animals are co-mingled. So remember that, dairy farmers, if you have kids maybe doing a part of the dairy project this year for the fair, have to have those projects tested for H5N1 before that fair. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PepsiCo, working to keep farmers farming. Last week, a deluge of rainfall across portions of South Dakota, Iowa, Minnesota, and Nebraska devastated communities and put millions of acres of corn, beans, wheat, and sugar beets underwater. I'll have more details when we return. PepsiCo, working to keep farmers farming. At its core, PepsiCo is an agricultural company, and farmers are critical to the success of the business. Products from the company have the privilege of being in 94% of U.S. households, and all of their major food brands start with a commodity that is grown by a real farmer on a real farm. Many companies are emphasizing their efforts at sustainability, and PepsiCo's approach starts with the farmers first. That means listening to growers and responding with solutions that address the sustainability challenges you're concerned about. PepsiCo believes sustainability is best done through a partnership approach. You can swing by their booth at the Farm Progress Show this August and learn more about the PepsiCo mindset when it comes to working with farmers on sustainability and see how they support their farmers through the value chain. Emergency and disaster declarations were signed last week by the governors of four Midwestern states, South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota, after record-breaking amounts of rain caused rapid and extreme flooding. Reports of 10 to 15-inch rainfall totals last week across an area stretching from eastern South Dakota into central Minnesota and through northwest Iowa led to evacuations, helicopter rescues, and lots of road closures. The trouble had been brewing for a while as weather systems over the past several weeks brought ample moisture to that region and helped keep subsoil moisture levels at or above adequate. As far back as June 8th, Iowa's subsoil moisture was reported as 92% adequate to surplus. While all of that water was great news for the growing crops in the region, it left the soils totally saturated and unable to handle any sudden increase in rainfall.
And then last week, as a high-pressure ridge set up over Iowa and Illinois, the Ring of Fire weather pattern forced thunderstorms to track around the northwestern extent of the heat dome, leading to a chain of thunderstorms following a similar track. South Dakota was the first state to feel the impact as rivers and streams backed up in the middle of last week, and by Friday, Interstate 29 between Sioux City and Sioux Falls was closed due to flooding. Cities across the southeast quadrant of that state have seen water and wastewater treatment facilities flooded and dozens of miles of secondary roads washed out. Across the Big Sioux River in Iowa, the community of Rock Valley was flooded overnight Friday after a levee gave way, forcing hundreds of families to evacuate at 2 o'clock in the morning. Governor Kim Reynolds has issued a disaster declaration for 21 counties in the northwestern part of Iowa, as many of the region's rivers have surpassed flood records set during the Great 1993 flood. Minnesota wasn't spared either, with reports of 10 to 14 inch rain totals across the southwest corner of that state. The focus now is on the Missouri River, where all of that water is headed over the next week. I'll have more when we come back.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
The heavy rain last week across portions of South Dakota, Nebraska, Minnesota, and Iowa caused massive flooding, and now all of that water needs to move down the Missouri River. Moderate flooding is expected along the river in both Iowa and Nebraska this week, though water levels are expected to decline starting next weekend. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PepsiCo, working to keep farmers farming. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Would have never found you if he had wanted to stay.
Oh,
for listening to Real Country 1430. We knew you'd take the bait.
I think I'll take a moment, celebrate my age, the ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Lord, have mercy on my next 30 years. In my next 30 years, I'm gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears. I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Find a world of happiness without the hate and fear. Figure out just what I'm doing here in my next 30 years.
Here we go.
All right. Oh, my next 30 years, I'm gonna watch my weight, eat a few more salads and not stay up so late. Drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here in my next 30 years. In my next 30 years.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin had 2.3 days suitable for fieldwork for the week ending June 23rd, according to USDA. Heavy rain occurred throughout the state, making it a challenge for farmers to complete field activities. Although some fieldwork was completed early week before the wet weather occurred, very little was accomplished later in the week. Corn planting at 96% complete. Corn emerged 89% complete. Corn condition rated at 65% good to excellent. Soybean planting 97% complete. Soybean emergence 90% complete. Soybean condition at 64% good to excellent. Winter wheat was 97% headed. Winter wheat coloring was at 35% complete. Winter wheat condition was at 86% good to excellent. First cutting of alfalfa at 83% complete. All hay condition decreased to 66% good to excellent. And potato condition remained at 93% good to excellent. Pasture and range conditions decreased to 68% good to excellent. The Department of Agriculture is reminding dairy producers to submit their responses to the 2024 Wisconsin Dairy Producers Survey by June 30th. The Department of Ag mailed the survey to licensed producers in late May. The survey includes about 30 questions on various topics, including herd demographics, management practices, business structure, labor, and future plans. Survey responses will provide insight into industry challenges and opportunities. The Wisconsin Dairy Producer Survey was last completed in 2020, and the industry has continued to evolve since that time. The 2024 results will help the Wisconsin Department of Ag assess the current state of the industry and consider what resources would be most beneficial to producers going forward. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is actively working to monitor flood conditions throughout the upper Midwest, including Minnesota, after heavy rains. The engineers' water managers currently have all the dam gates above the water from Lock and Dam 2 in Hastings, Minnesota, to Lock and Dam 10 in Guttenberg, Iowa. The gates are not needed to maintain the minimum 9 feet of depth with the current conditions. Because the recent rain events fell within the Minnesota River Basin, the rain adds more water than the Mississippi River and will take several weeks to drain. That, according to Dan Foshing, St. Paul Corps of Engineer water manager. Any additional rains during the next few weeks have the possibility to increase the flood risk. Now, further south near La Crosse, Corps officials closed Blackhawk Park on June 21st due to the recent heavy rains and high river levels. For more information on the flooding, visit usace.army.mil. That's usace.army.mil. Cattle and calves on feed for the processing market in the U.S. for feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 or more head totaled 11.6 million head June 1st. That was slightly below the June 1st, 2023 number. Placements in feedlots during May totaled 2.05 million head, 4% above 2023. Feedlot placements were at 1.98 million head. Meanwhile, in another USDA report, milk production in the 24 major dairy producing states in May totaled 18.9 billion pounds, down 0.7% from May of 2023. Now, total U.S. Milk production in May reached 19.7 billion pounds, down 0.9% from May of 2023. Iowa officials have detected the H5N1 virus on cattle in two more Sioux County, Iowa dairy farms. Successful Farming says that brings a total to 8 in the last 2 weeks. The Iowa Department of Agriculture says one of the affected herds had about 500 cattle, the others much smaller with just 45 animals. Sioux County has the largest number of dairy cattle in any Iowa county with 40 licensed dairies. That means approximately one-fifth of those herds in that county have been infected by the H5N1 virus. Cows almost always recover from the virus within 2 weeks. The virus is often fatal for domestic birds and infected three Iowa poultry flocks this year, including a Sac County flock with 4.2 million egg-laying chickens in late May, as well as two turkey farms, one of which was affected last week. Entire flocks are culled to help keep the virus from spreading. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the low 80s, mostly clear tonight with a low around 60. Sunshine, 75 on your Wednesday. For Thursday, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high around 76. On Friday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, again highs in the mid-70s. For the weekend, your Saturday will have highs in the low 70s and a high of 70 on Sunday. That's weather from Severe Studios. Currently 69 degrees.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Two young people without a thing. Say some vows and spread their wings and settle down just what they need, living on love. She don't care what's in style. She just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Children gone, but still they sing. Side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore. She can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. But it sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love.
We left Texas on.